今年的香格里拉对话将从6月10到12号登场。由于新冠病毒疫情，这场亚洲安全峰会在2019年之后暂停几年。这个星期，美国国防部长奥斯汀告诉美国国会议员，他将和中国国防部长魏峰和在香格里拉对话期间第一次面对面会晤。两人在4月份曾经第一次通电话。美中防长都希望通过对话促进亚太地区的安全与稳定。
We both recognize the importance of dialogue and maintaining open channels, and we both want to make sure that we work together to promote security and stability in the region.And so I look forward to again engaging him in the future, in the not too distant future. I'm sure I'll see him at the Shangri-La dialogue coming up in June.
高级美国官员曾经以互相竞争、存有根本分歧等等字眼来形容美中关系。预计美国国务卿布林肯将在对中国政策演说中强调人权。布林肯这个星期强调捍卫新闻自由与人权。至关重要。
We've been deeply concerned about what we're seeing from the PRC in terms of its misuse of technology to try to do things like increase surveillance, harassment, intimidation, censorship of PRC citizens, of journalists, of activists, and others. And that includes abroad. The same.
这个星期，美国国会参议院通过一项法案。计划支付数十亿美元来支持美国本体的半导体制造业。如果签署成为法律，将增强美国与中国技术竞争的能力。预计布林肯的演说中也将谈到如何增强美国的竞争力。以上是美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香的采访报道。